This is a weirder start to one of the episodes that we've had.
Say that, yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, you'll understand why. If you're listening, let me explain. Perry's currently upside down in his chair and he has to do the whole podcast upside down.
I think he thought this was going to be a lot easier than it actually is. I think he's already struggling.
No. The MBE last week was, it was either be upside down for the whole of the next episode.
Which was suggested to us by this. Kendall. So big up Kendall.
It was either that or eat a food from you, both of yours choice.
Yeah, that right? was it.
But this is the thing. You guys are snakes. So why would I choose that?
Because sound really...
Yeah, you sound congested.
You don't sound good, right.
Oh, guess why? Because I'm fucking upside down, Jordan.
Yeah, but that was your choice.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm living it and I'm not complaining. You're just...
Look, you are complaining.
What do I do then? What do I do? I don't know what I'm doing.
I reckon you should have just let us... let's figure out, what would we have given him to eat? I would have given him that that Sir Strumming stuff.
Yeah, the fermented fish.
That's the one.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have.
What would you have given him?
Shreddies.
Oh, you don't like cereal with milk, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but listen. It's not even Ash I don't trust, it's Jord. Because no matter what Ash says, we go with Jord's suggestion.
That's not true.
It is. You just always get your way.
That's true.
That you
is
always
true.
Get your way.
So I think about how many times you should have done the MBE and you haven't.
That's what I keep seeing comments about. Jordan should have done the MBE two times in a row. Jordan should have done... Yeah. Guess what? I haven't. All right.
Yeah.
They are wrong.
I don't know.
Listen, I argued my case, and if you can't present me with valid facts, this is really distracting. Sorry, like having Perry upside down next to me. Stop wiggling your feet like that. Sorry, like Dorothy and Oz.
I've got to keep him moving.
He's got his feet up and he's got these really uneven socks.
Why are you them socks? You're like a 9-year-old primary school girl. Where are them socks from, bro?
Okay, shut up with your long pants, bro. You don't need to get on my case. Start attacking my socks and that.
You're actually going to be there for the whole episode.
Well, yeah, that was the MBE.
Is that safe?
For the whole episode or until his head pops off from the pressure?
Have we had this medically signed off? Because I'm not sure this is okay.
I can feel the blood rushing just past my nose at the minute. Yeah, it's in my nose.
His choice. Something we do need to discuss.
Coming in.
I don't think Brolos is landing, people.
Oh, of course it's not. And guess why? Because I wasn't on board with it. And okay. I said that from the start. I felt really pressured into going for Brolos. And guess what? No one's liking it.
Look, if you're just joining us for episode 13, Brothers Uncovered, we're trying to figure out a name for the community, for you who listen.
Yeah.
Brolo seemed like a really good... What are you doing?
I feel like I'm in Cirque du Soleil. I've done like a weird handstand now. Look at that.
Yeah, in his legs and dancing like he's wearing
stilettos.
Is that
attractive?
No, it's not.
No.
It should be.
With your little calves out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bro, you got proper little calves as well, didn't you?
Well, okay. People with glass houses, you know.
Who's got bigger calves, actually?
Out of who?
You and your son.
Are you sure? I've got bigger calves than everyone in this room.
All right, well, we're not going to
bigger calves than everyone in this room.
Combined, probably.
They think it's a funny word.
What's that?
Calf.
Yeah, because I always think that. And is it just the same pronunciation for a baby cow?
That's calf, isn't it?
That's a
calf.
That's calf.
No, cow. No.
You just say calf.
Sorry. Wait. It's like half a cow, like calf.
Yeah, like half. Like half a cow.
Like half a cow. Calf.
No, it would just be calf, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
would
calf.
It?
Calf. That's what I said.
Why are you saying calf then?
Yeah, half a calf. Half a calf.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
You were right.
No, I feel like I'm upside down. No, you're right. It's not calf, is it?
Guys, I'm hitting a slight delirious stage
as
well.
I can tell.
Why
are your shins wet?
I'm sweating now.
Yeah, your shins are wet.
The challenge was upside down, not upside down, legs wide open. Right? You're taking it to the unnecessary level.
Needs must, man.
Right, so anyway, back to the fact that we don't have a community name at the moment. Brolos, I don't feel like people are feeling like if you liked it, you would be using it in the comments. You would jump on the one, we're Brolos. No one's feeling it.
We had someone come up to us the other day and say they don't like it.
One of the boys in Diversity, his mum, come up to us just to let you know, not a big fan of it. I was like, you don't like Brolos? Yeah. I'll tell you what I do like. When what's that? She said, stay calm, Perry, while you're upside down.
She likes little bro peeps.
Yeah, but...
That's what I said, innit?
Yeah, I can imagine Claire liking little bro peeps. One thing I would say about Brolos is the reason that we went for it is it just rolls off the tongue. No?
Yeah, Brolos.
Brolos.
Yeah,
but it's also, quite an easy say.
Yeah, but it also just sounds like we're male fans of J-Lo.
Yeah, I heard someone say it reminds them of J-Lo. Brolo. Yeah,
well, we've had more suggestions. Amy said, I reckon something simple like the bros seems more natural. Amy, maybe I'm the one who's out of touch here.
Yeah.
That's dead. That's not good.
It's not.
It's not brilliant. It's just, I'm sorry, you know, Amy. It's not brilliant.
It's not inventive enough.
It's just the bros.
That's the problem.
It's dry, man.
I'm going to say something.
Go on.
Sibs.
Listen, you said that last time. Ash,
shut
that
up,
ain't...
the Sib star.
But, and I've not seen one comment.
Yeah, no one.
Like, I like Dash's idea.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, get Sibs back on the list. No one wants Sibs.
Okay.
Ree says the Brosiety.
It's too Brosiety.
It's nice. Brosiety. It's cool. I like it. But
Heather's come through with, I would say, possibly the worst one. The BU crew, which is too close to BO crew? For me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's way...
We don't give smelly energy.
Yeah,
I hope not.
We're skirting way too close to BO there.
Yeah, BU crew.
Or it sounds like, you know, some sort of like youth pastors sort of like collection he's trying to get together. BU crew. It's like, yeah. I know I could be you, but I, it's not...
I don't like that. Have we got any others?
Brooke's given quite a few. Brofishals, Bromies, Brotato Chips, Bromigos, and Broconuts.
Bromigos is kind of fun.
Bromigos. Bromine is a cool element on the periodic table.
What is it? Sorry?
Bromine.
Bromine?
Yep.
What's the symbol?
Br.
Oh.
Okay.
That's kind of fun.
I think you just less of the table stuff. What was it again? The periodic table. Less of the periodic table stuff.
What do you mean the table stuff? It's the periodic table of elements. It's quite important.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it is.
You don't stop, do you? It's the periodic table of elements. It's so important. It's like, yeah, we get it, mate. You went to uni. You did science.
Whoa. Ooh. All I said was you were going...
chemistry.
You were saying burritos, brofellas.
No one said, where did you get burritos from? Or whatever the... you said
the brodomites or whatever you said. And then no,
I said bromigos, broconuts, brotato chips. And you went, oh, bromine. You start going on about bromine being an element.
I'm replacing Sibs, the bromines.
What was you going to say, Perry?
What about prostitutes?
Okay, you just stay upside down and shut your mouth, all right? I mean,
is that quite cool, though?
You've had too much blood to the head. Prostitutes.
Do you know what's actually quite nice? You know they say, like, you've got to challenge your usual idea of thinking. Like, flip it on its head. I've done that. Literally.
And you came up with prostitutes.
Listen, if prostitute sticks, yeah.
Okay, Perry, I want you to know, no one in the comments is going to say, call me a prostitute.
Not a single person.
Oh, God. Guys, this is your moment. Prove them wrong.
I feel like you're going delirious. Do you want to maybe sit the right way up?
I'm all right for now.
All right, let's at least get through the oath, and we'll then maybe you can turn around.
We'll have another chat.
All right, are you ready?
Coming in.
3, 2...
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Boom.
Okay, moving on.
Wait, is the boom part of the thing?
I don't think it's a bad idea to make the boom official.
Okay.
I think like last week, didn't we say amen?
We said amen because you needed the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, and then this week's boom. I say we just Bluetooth it every week and just see what we come up with.
We just what?
Bluetooth it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's used that for a while either, to be fair.
What, Bluetooth?
Yeah. Bluetooth does sound, again, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, quick, Ash, send it to me on infrared, would you?
Well, remember that? You had to hold your phone within like about a foot of each other. Infrared, that was a lot.
Chris, having that ringtone infrared, mate.
To be fair, they're kind of bringing that back.
What, infrared?
Yeah, because obviously you've got AirDrop, which is Bluetooth, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've brought that thing back where you tap phones.
Yeah, it's kind of infrared.
Just doing infrared.
And Bluetooth's still a thing. I'm not having you get onto it.
No, Bluetooth is, but it does feel, I don't know why. Because the way you say it, it sounds like you're going to have like a Sony Ericsson headset on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to have an earpiece.
Yeah.
Sony Ericsson. Yeah. That you'd be like, there. Like, what was it called? Was it a dongle? Not a dongle. Yeah. Like you'd be like,
Do you know what it is?
Keith got you. How are you, bud?
Ash is the type of person that someone would call him and he'd answer and he'd be like, 2 seconds and put you on hands free.
Yeah,
and then
you'd say hands
then
free.
And then it'd be 10
what
seconds
mean,
of you putting
What do you mean I'd say hands
in.
Free? What are you saying?
No, you would say hands free and then you just hear, wait, no, this would be you. Hello, mate. Yeah. Yeah, let me get you on hands free. Right, and then it would be this.
Yeah.
Are you on? No, just one sec. Have you got me? And then it's like some really awful headset. That's
it's like
how
a little Addison Lee driver.
Pause a sec, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
On the way here, I said, 2 seconds, let me get you one hands free.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I don't know.
You do say that.
No, you do. You, 2 seconds, I'll put you on speaker.
Put you on speaker, yeah.
Let me connect you to the car.
That's what
Let me connect to the car.
Let me connect to the car, 1 sec.
Nah. You both say hands free.
Which obviously we have said whilst we're parked up. We are not driving.
Yeah, of course.
You said that, and then you say, hang on. No, the full sentence is, hang on, let me connect you to the car and pop on my seatbelt before I put the car in drive.
Yes.
And continue on my
Because I'm still at home.
Because I'm still
and
at
I've
home.
Not left the drive.
That's what we
the
say.
The ignition's not even on.
Talking about that, actually, there was some random person in my comments, right, like recently, just saying, just saw Ashley Banjo, this allegedly, by the way.
They here we go.
This didn't happen. Yeah. Accuse me of going, just saw Ashley Banjo on the A127 tapping away on his phone, and I wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that comic, because I saw it as well.
Really?
Did you see it? Yeah, because I remember thinking, what the hell? Ashley's already at the studio. And I had been on the A127 at that time, but I wasn't on my phone.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah, was it you?
I think it was allegedly me. And it wasn't me.
Right.
Oh.
No, and I'm actually being dead serious. It wasn't me.
So it was one of yours.
But it,
look, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I've been caught in the past doing that.
But
I have in the past been on my phone. I got points for it and everything. But it was a mistake.
But 1 minute. Imagine going to someone's Instagram to then snitch in the comments, even if it was true.
Yeah, no, because you drop a shoe on your face.
Sorry, I literally thought that was going to be elegant.
Just shoe on his face.
I'm so sorry.
You okay,
mate? The blood's going crazy in my feet right now.
Okay, would you like to sit up, Perry?
Come on, sit up. Come on, up again.
Is it time?
Come on, sit up.
Come on,
up
again. Oh, sorry. Go on. There you go.
Okay, now so I'm just presenting your flipping bumhole to the camera. Cheers to that. That was
the first time.
Oh, my days.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Wait, hang on.
My God.
Let's stop and talk about what you just said. No. Let's stop and talk about what you just said. I went, whoa, you just presented your bumhole to the camera and you said, well, would it be the first time?
Guys, you I don't know if I can do this.
I don't know if I can be here with you.
Oh, get out of here, man. We're all adults. We've all done things, haven't we?
Not like that.
No, Pell. No, not like that. No.
What?
What?
What do you mean, what?
Don't say it again. I don't even want to say the sentence again.
What's the craziest nude you've sent?
Right. There are people out there that still think you're that 13-year-old with the afro.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm in my Miley Cyrus era and I'm trying to fuck it up.
Oh my God.
God, guys, blood in my head. It's crazy.
All right, back the right way, because that was intense.
You know what I did like? I can still feel the blood rushing down my head. Do you know what I did like? And I think it's because I actually do it often. I like having my legs in the air.
Yeah.
I love that sensation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We do it a lot, though, to drain our legs before performances.
Exactly.
Fun fact, only argument me and Perry have ever had.
What?
Yes.
One of, yeah.
We were living together, wasn't we, in Stockton when we was filming that TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just chilling like I sometimes like to do. I was just laying on my back with my legs kind of like over my head, but like in the air. Must have probably been there for about a good 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, let me clarify, because he makes it sound really normal. I've walked out of my bedroom. Mm-hmm. He's laying on his bed in his bedroom. The only way to describe it is his ankles by his own ears. Like he's laying on his back with his legs over his head. Now you're just hyping it up. Bum to the sky.
It's a normal thing.
This is where you were living together, right?
This is where we were living together. Right. And I'm just, listen, I was in my room. So it was just my
private space.
Yeah, the door was wide open. I'm literally just chilling. Legs are in the air.
Over his head. Right, okay, can we stop making that sound normal?
Okay, fine.
I'm just chilling. Okay. Legs are in the air.
Doesn't matter if it's normal.
We're past that now.
In his private space.
Okay.
We're past that now. Legs are by my ears, as you say. Next sensation I feel, water in my bum.
Right, now let me...
Yeah?
Okay.
Because you're skipping key parts of the story. So this guy had walked past my room, my space, yeah?
Laughed at what I saw.
I didn't hear him. Had time to get my phone out. Take a picture,
then put my phone away, go and get a glass of water and walk back, and he was still laying there in the exact same position.
What, so do you have any trousers on?
No, I had trousers on, but I feel like when you're in that position...
Yeah, listen, he had pants on. And they were very, very thin pants. They were like tight. They're like stockings that he was basically wearing.
And the thing is, it was a shock to the system. And the only reason I got really angry is because when I stood up, it was perfect aim because water fell out.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure I gave him, is it an enema?
I basically
gave him an enema. I poured water on his arse and he jumped up and I heard it, and it like dropped. And I was like, whoa.
it was awful.
He really was.
And I just didn't feel comfortable because once again, you stepped into my space.
Poured water in his bum.
And poured water in my bum.
And he went, do you think that's funny? And I was like, whoa, I've never even seen you angry before. And he's like, no, do you know what? And he just closed the door and I just heard him like squelching along in his bedroom, angry.
There was a little bum puddle.
Like angrily walking off to go clean up, and I was like, sorry.
Yeah. I don't say to clean up.
Okay, well, yeah.
That is, I mean,
there's so many questions.
Yeah, that's the only argument we've ever
had. I support privacy, private space, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But why?
But why what?
Why are you sitting there?
No, sorry, no, we're past that. Why would you put water in someone's... No, we're not past it.
I agree with you, right? Him with the bum water, it's not right.
Yeah.
But what's also probably not right.
His ankles by ears
with the door open. Why? I just want to know why. That's
and you was there for a minute because I took pictures.
Okay, so does anyone do that thing when you're sitting there sometimes you realise that your arm's in the air?
Not really.
No. What?
I don't have phantom arm.
No. Anyone? There's a few
people in the room. Everyone's shaking their head.
No.
No one's got.
Because I was going to say it's exactly like that.
But even if that was the case, right? As I sit here right now, like your arm could just go up. You have to lay back and raise both your legs up.
Yeah.
And then put force them down to your ears.
Well, not force them. I'm flexible, like, so that you just. Okay. It's not a force. It's just. Like, it's actually comfortable.
I don't understand. I don't understand what. Why?
Okay. Well, there you go. That's why I poured water in his bum. I think it was to shock him out of whatever he was doing. And I haven't seen him do it since. So if anything, it worked.
Yeah.
You know when sometimes they train dogs, you know, like a water gun, like a water spray, like, tss, they spray them with water to some bark. It was like, that was the equivalent.
When there's water in my bum.
I was training. Like when they shake the stones.
That was the equivalent.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Just trying to get him out of a weird situation.
Fair enough. But I mean, all that came from the fact that you were upside down.
Yeah.
And that actually is horrible. That was a form of torture. Hanging people upside down.
See, I don't think it would be.
Yeah. What?
Of course, bro. I was already going a bit.
See, you've just said that you've had you've got that blood rushing to your head. I've never had that feeling.
I just don't think you've ever been upside down long enough.
I must have at some point. I've laid down before and had my head dangling off the bed.
Why?
No, you know, just start chilling and stuff. You know.
Right, so okay. Yeah, both of you. Revealing.
Now that's crazy.
Come on.
What you do in your spare time?
Seriously, I've just never had that feeling. Like for me, I watch people get waterboarded, like in like films, and I think I'd be all right.
Actually, what you
just
mean?
Just water over a cough.
On TikTok recently, I saw a montage of like top torture techniques.
Yeah,
you ever seen those before?
Well, someone's algorithm needs deeply looking at because that is crazy.
Sure. No,
I saw a TikTok of not top restaurants to visit in London. No, top torture techniques.
Oh, wait. Let me explain. They were medieval.
Okay. Well, that makes it better. Yeah, so I could have done it 400 years ago all now.
They weren't,
but yeah, that's good.
They weren't modern day torture techniques. They were medieval torture techniques.
Okay, so they didn't have Wi-Fi when they were torturing anyone. That makes it right then.
Hanging upside down was one. And there was one where they put this guy in like a boat.
And they got a goat in?
Nope.
Okay, sorry.
They put a guy in a boat and then they covered him up. So just his head was poking out. But they covered him in honey first, and then they put all insects in there.
Yes.
And it is like the slowest. I was like, oh my gosh. Then there's the one where they put you in that, I don't know what film it's from, but they put you in like the burning ball.
Yeah.
A metal ball.
And they just put the fire underneath.
Yeah,
oh,
crazy.
And with the screams coming through the metal, it sounds like the ball.
That is like nightmare fuel. That is horrendous. Like,
do you want me to tell you about the one with the goat?
Yeah, tell me the goat one.
They soak your feet in salt water.
Yeah.
So the feet get soft. Then they tie your feet and they bring a goat in and the goat likes salt water. So it licks the soles of your feet and you're like, oh, obviously it's at first.
So it's ticklish.
No, it's not. They don't tickle you as a form of torture, Perry. No.
Well, if it's licking your feet.
The goat's got a rough tongue. The goat's got a rough tongue.
And it just eats the...
Because that's what I heard.
That's what
I heard. It
basically licks the soles of your feet off.
That's well, let me tell you now, no matter how much salt water they bring, the only feet that goat is not touching is Perry's.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
No one's going near them pterodactyl claws.
Literally, that goat is walking in, you're torturing the goat.
Yeah, the goat's going, no, what have I done? The goat's going, what have I done to deserve this?
No! No! Is that goat noise?
No, it's not.
What was that, dude?
They don't say no.
No!
You're a weird guy, man.
You are.
Wait. Tell me what... Let's ChatGPT the noise of a goat.
No, we don't need to. We'll just.
I don't want to use ChatGPT. I'm paying like $17.99 a month for this.
Wait.
Just on this podcast.
Sheep goes bah.
Yeah. Goat.
Nah.
Don't they bleat? Isn't that what they call
bleat.
It?
They bleat.
Okay.
I've never heard that. I've never heard
bleat,
that.
Bleat, bleat, bleat.
No. That ain't on.
But in summary,
you said that you would be. You think waterboarding would be fine?
Yeah. Like if we did the NBA at the end, be like waterboarded. Or, you know, eat asparagus. I'd probably pick waterboard.
Great. Have we got a pen and paper?
No, don't get
waterboard. Has anyone got a pen and paper?
I'm not sure that's legal.
Well, we could add asparagus here.
Right, guys. Can I just say something
about waterboarding? You know when you watch it, right? Obviously, I've never been waterboarded, but when you watch it,
it doesn't look that bad. Great, exactly.
Do you not think?
That's what I'd love to hear.
So, hang on. Your idea is that you're going to waterboard me.
Yeah.
I literally don't think that's legal.
It's not that bad.
I know, I'm saying it doesn't look that bad. Okay. I'm sure it is.
We make our own rules.
I look at waterboard. Like if you see it in the films or whatever, I look at it and just think, it doesn't...
You're just getting waterboard over your face.
It's like washing your face.
Yeah,
aggressively. Looks like you're at a spa, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you writing down waterboarding to add to the box?
Waterboarded. Yep. This is...
You're a weird guy.
I'm not a weird guy.
You
just think it's easy.
I never said it was easy. I just said I didn't realise it was going to be. I didn't think it was that bad. But I get. Do you know what? If I pick it, we'll find out.
I see what you mean. I'd take that over some of the things in that box.
100%. Like, I want to get tasered.
Give me the pen. No. Give me the paper.
So can I just clarify what's going on right now? Before you add it to that box, because once it's in, it can't come out. You're adding torture techniques well, into the NBA
box. You've only got
box.
Yourself to blame, Mr. Medieval, over there, all right? You're the one who brought it up.
Not to add to the NBA box. He's about to add waterboarding and tasering into... It can't happen.
No, but I would like to get tasered. You ever seen them videos on TikTok where police have to get trained?
The police
and they go,
trained.
Taser, taser, taser. And they say, I'll do that. I'd love to experience that.
And you've seen those guys, right, that like get tasered and it has like no response.
There's that dude, he's at a gym and the police try and taser him and it hits him in the chest. He grabs the prongs and goes, dead. And it just rips him out.
That is nuts. That reminds me of the, remember the guy, I think he actually died recently, but the guy who was getting put in the car, who got arrested and there was like six people trying to put him in. The other guy that says, succulent Chinese meal.
Take your hands off my penis. I was thinking, because I was discussing it with Nate, she's always saying, why don't you like holidays? And I said, it's not that I dislike holidays, it's that I've been lucky enough to visit a lot of places with diversity. Uh-huh. So like, we've gone basically all around the world performing. Do you know what I mean? Well, a lot of Europe and a couple places outside really, but when I say around the world, it sounds cooler. Mm-hmm. But like, we've been China a few times and performed there. Mm-hmm. We've been on like China's Got Talent, stuff like that. And I do feel like the work trips, because you kind of see places regardless, I don't have the urge to go, I want to go back there. I know some people, you see it, but you don't actually, because you're just
working. You've got the wrong impression of it, though. Because I definitely thought the same thing. I was like, I've been to some of these places.
Yeah.
But when you go just as holiday and just to, I don't know, explore or just have downtime, I think you do appreciate it completely differently.
Mm-hmm. Look,
I was young when I went on all these trips.
I've been
as well.
Miami. I was like, yes, all right. You went Miami and absolutely loved it.
But I think Miami was great. Yeah.
I went Miami for work.
Did you?
Yeah. I went Miami and slimed Andy Murray.
Why?
You what?
I slimed Andy Murray.
In Miami?
Nickelodeon. We worked at Nickelodeon. And,
that's
you know,
even worse. They
you slime people at the Kids' Choice Awards and you give them an award.
Yeah.
Chuck
yeah.
slime on them. So I had to go there. So I'm guessing that you're playing like a tennis tournament in Miami or whatever. I had to go to Miami on my own and I had to chuck slime on him and give him an award. And then I left. I was there for about 48 hours.
Yeah, but then, once again, you haven't been.
It's like the UK. Like, we've been everywhere in the UK, right?
Yeah.
And I know more about the UK service stations than I do the UK cities.
Some great service stations.
Like, literally, I kind of know, like, you know, you turn up and you go, oh, that one.
Yeah.
But like, I know so many of the service
What's
stations.
What's the really famous, I can't say the really famous one and not know the name, but the one that has like, it is just stunning. It's got the farm shop.
Yeah, I don't like that
with
one.
With the pond.
That one's up Scotland Way. And it's not, I don't think it's necessarily super famous, just because when we stop there on our routes, it's got like, it's organic. It's
yeah,
got
that's why I don't
like farmers, it.
It's like a farmer's market type service station.
Maybe T-Bay.
It might be, yeah.
Maybe give it a Google, but I'm not a big fan of it.
But obviously you've got...
It's too healthy. Like I walk in and it's like, yeah, okay, cool. Like there's certain parts I like the selection of cured meats. You know, I love my cured meats.
We love a cured meat.
But then sometimes I stop, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I want Burger King. Do you know what I mean? They don't have anything like that.
Yeah, but you thrive off like little chefs and stuff.
Oh, I love
that. I mean, that's like a little chef. That is an old reference. Guys... I feel like I ain't seen the little chef.
Are they still going?
I don't think so.
Do you know my best memory? It is
T-Bay, by the way.
It is T-Bay.
T-Bay. That's the one.
Good shout, Rob. Banging service station.
My best memory about Little Chef, because I think Little Chef has got like loads of great little like golden nuggets of people. I went to, is it Malvern Hills? Or like when you do school trips.
Don't I do the
or, like, or, like, or like Trueurn or something, you know, when you go away for like trips.
Yeah.
So I was in like, I must have been like 10 and I went away. And as soon as I got there, I used to not like being away from home. So I was all like, I want to go on this school trip, I want to go on a school trip. The moment I got there, I cried. Borrowed someone's phone, like I was in prison. Like,
I remember
and
this.
And I rang mum. I rang mum and dad. I was like, mum, dad, I ain't staying here.
What did Wales way?
Flipping hell, it might have been Wales. It was a mission away. And let me tell you, I was already like, we was in this sort of like hostel-y type place. Mm. It was already a bit creepy. Then one of the kids got in bed. There was a knife in his bed.
What?
There was a knife. No, he didn't bring a knife. There was a knife in the bed.
Oh,
and God. I snapped. Now, in my head, it was like a big, huge, like serial killer like hunting knife. It was probably like a butter knife or something. Someone probably had room service and they'd left it in there. But all I heard was there's a knife in this kid's bed. I freaked out.
Well, I would have freaked out.
Rang mum and dad. Obviously, they've got a frantic 10-year-old on the phone who's basically told them that there's someone hunting me in this hostel. So then my dad, as you know what dad's like, he could be a little bit dramatic. He was like, I'm on my way.
Yeah. I was on the other end of the phone. I was watching it unfold the other end.
They drove all the way up to near Wales to come and get me. And on the way home, about 6 o'clock in the morning, we pulled over. We got pancakes at Little Chef.
See, and there's your story wrapped up.
There you go.
My mum would always pick me up from like little trips like that and sleepovers, but it's because I was a bedwetter. So just used to wet myself all the time. And I was just too embarrassed to... I just try and get out of there before anyone noticed.
Okay.
So kind of felt like a one night stand. You know, you have to try and you get your clothes together and you just leg it. That was me all the time.
Big up the bedwetters though.
Because yeah, big them up, man.
Big them up.
I was quite
late. What a horrible thing.
I used to go to school, like friend sleepovers, and on the sly pot on those dry nights.
Oh, nice. Yeah, oh, bless man. You. Yeah. No, but to be fair, it's just, it is what it is.
It is what it is, isn't it? It's horrible.
No, it is. It's horrible. Why are you laughing?
It's a conversation we've never had.
No, yeah.
We spoke about a lot of stuff. We spoke about everything.
Yeah.
One thing we never spoke about is that, what was you, like 14, 15? Or?
It was probably quite old, yeah.
How old?
I said that as a joke.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was probably quite old. No, I wasn't wearing dry nights at 14.
Oh, okay.
But I'll be honest. Do you know what's actually quite funny? Yeah. And when I first got with my girlfriend, yeah, this is funny.
Yeah.
When I first got with my girlfriend, at 27, I actually gave her a bit of a warning. I said, sometimes if I get too tired, there's a possibility that I might piss on you. By accident. By accident.
Okay.
Elaborate. Wait.
Yeah, please elaborate, because do you mean like wet the bed? You don't mean like...
Sorry, I wet the bed.
Oh, you don't just mean mid-experience?
Absolutely not. No, okay. Not into that. Not into that for sure.
Okay.
But right. Yeah, I might... I might wet the bed.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, I actually get it.
So if you see me one day and I'm walking down the street and you think, what's that smell?
It's
quite likely that it's probably me.
He's just taken a wee.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what?
A lot of courage there, Perry.
A lot of courage. A lot of courage. Well done, mate. But yeah, no, we've been on a lot of diversity trips, and I do think the best place we've been as a group, I really liked China. Because we went a few times. You didn't come, did you? One of the times.
Yeah, I've been a couple, but I missed one.
Okay, yeah, you missed one of the trips. The trip you missed, I think I've pulled the best prank I've ever pulled in my life.
Know this story. Yes. Yeah. It is one of the best ones you've done.
Best pranks. So my mum gets really awkward. Whenever we go, when we was as kids, if we went on a holiday, we go to Spain. Obviously, when we've been around the world with diversity and been really lucky to do that kind of thing. It's like she turns overly English when she's trying to explain or ask for anything. And I'm like, mum, a lot of people here understand English. Just relax, just chill out. She like really overcompensates and freaks out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went to this little convenience store next to our hotel in China. And while she was getting a bunch of snacks and drinks, and as she was walking up to the till, I thought it'd be funny to drop a jumbo pack of condoms in this basket.
Oh,
right?
My God, yeah.
So she goes up to the till.
But she's shopping with the basket, walking around. She doesn't know it's been put in there.
No, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. So I walked past, dropped them in, and just carried on walking, yeah? And now I'm waiting and hiding behind. She's there. She gets the drinks out. The guy's like scanning. Anyway, the guy pulls out this pack of condoms, right? And just stares at her about 5 seconds. Well, goes, you're right. Oh, I'm so sorry! Then starts trying to explain to this random Chinese guy why the condoms are not hers. So, I got myself, I had 3 children, you know, way too often. I don't have any condoms, you know. I was like, mum, shut the hell up. Stop talking. So, that, if anything, the prank kind of backfired. But
yeah,
it's
gross. Yeah. You know, when you mentioned mum about her talking, like, you know, when she like, oversimplifies things, I'm not going to go into like her sort of like. I don't even know how to describe it without getting cancelled.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say what she does is she'll talk. So we go to a foreign country, right? And we're somewhere on a because my mum is our like mumager, right? She's diversity's manager. So we go around and my mum's always with us. And we go to a country and she'll start really slowing down her English and trying to explain to people what's happening. And every now and again, someone will go, yes, madam, no problem. Would you like to? And she's really surprised. I'm like, yeah, mum, people do understand you.
She learned the hard way because she used to do that all the time. She did it at, there's that restaurant near our house called the Bee Cash, near my mum's house.
This is my favourite story in the world. This is, I would say, up there. And I try and retell this story like it's my mum on a regular basis.
Sorry, mum.
She got so comfortable there. This isn't even about how she describes them. This is just, I've got to think. This was about minus 10,000 aura. We've walked in this restaurant.
What are you going to say? I'm scared.
And it was me, mum, and our sister. Yeah, so me, mum, and Talisa. We sat there. And this waiter comes over and he's like, well, what can I get you? I was like, I'll have a Diet Coke, please. And Talisa went, I'll have a lemonade, please. And she goes, and for you, madam, what would you like? And she went, I'll have the usual, right? I'll have the usual. What's that then? They said, I want rosé, please.
Oh, mum. dumb.
Did she even open the menu?
No, she handed him back the menu. Lady, she went, I'll have the usual. And he went, what's that then? It was the funniest. Oh, a rosé? You have like this really nice rosé. I've had it served here before.
It just folded. But to be fair, though, we've been going in there for a long time. I didn't get where she was coming from.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, it's a good restaurant.
Let's say this then. If you... I've got a would you rather.
Okay, go on.
So you're allowed.
I'm not gonna lie, I actually forgot that we were gonna do a would you rather. Sorry, I'll just chat away.
I'm just throwing it in.
No, please do. Yeah.
Let's say you can travel the world and go wherever you want, but would you rather, whenever you do go away, you go to restaurants, and you either have to say those remarks like, "I'll have my usual," or you have to do that language barrier, borderline racism.
Yeah.
To order your food, or every hotel that you stay in, you wet the bed.
Oh, nice, because you're a bed wetter. I'm doing wet the bed, 100%.
Really, everyone?
It's not even a thing for me.
I think I'm doing...
Pell's wetting himself till he's 15 and we didn't know.
Yeah, but I think
I'm doing... He was also younger than 15.
Sorry, so 14. And we didn't know.
I think I'm doing, what do you call it? My usual.
Really?
Yeah.
Rather than wetting the bed.
It's just inconvenient.
And if you're there for a long time too, like the maids come in every day.
Oh, okay. I thought we was moving hotels.
No. It's like when you go on a holiday. You go for a week, go for 2 weeks.
But I can prep for it, can't I? I can take a little plastic sheet and stuff.
Yeah, you can prep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely doing that. Then. I'll wear dry nights.
Yeah, you can do it if you want.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I wear a big nappy. I would always love to. I've never seen one. I'd love to wear a big nappy.
People do that. It's a fetish, isn't it?
Fetish. That's a big fetish.
I wouldn't like to...
They have a big rattle, big dummy, big cot.
And people tend to...
Big what?
Big cot.
Cot with a T.
Cot, sorry. With a T. Cool. No, I went, what? Yeah. What's that got to do with nappy?
Yeah.
Quite a lot, I suppose, actually, like, if you want to be comfortable.
Just moving away from that rapidly, just a really quick, like, B, would you rather, just while we're talking about restaurants, if you had to, would you rather lose Chinese takeaway forever or lose Indian takeaway forever? You pick a Chinese.
Pick a Chinese.
Yeah, I pick a Chinese too.
Pick a Chinese. Really? What's your Chinese order?
He's only recently discovered Chinese.
I have, yeah, I used to hate it.
Because I know at rehearsal, sometimes the boys walk in with those chips all the time.
Oh, salt and pepper chips.
Salt and pepper chips.
Oh my lord, salt and pepper chips.
Salt and pepper chips.
You get salt and chili chicken wings as well.
So what's your Chinese orders?
I think I'm going to get judged because it's going to be quite thingy, but salt and pepper chips.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper chicken.
Yeah.
Duck pancakes.
Yeah.
Some kind of like... Chow mein or chow min, how do you say it?
Yeah, chow mein, yeah.
Chow min?
Yeah, some people say...
I've never heard that before.
Some people say chow min.
You're skirting the line there again.
Whoa!
You're skirting the line
Who
there
Who has
again.
Ever said, you'll have a chow min, please?
Okay, once again, really? Probably mum, actually. You're skirting the line, so let's get away from that. Let's just get back to what your order is. Yeah, chow mein.
Chow mein, some egg fried rice, curry sauce.
Okay, yeah, no, I think that's a solid order.
That's all right, to be fair.
For me, chicken
omelette. Chicken omelette.
Yeah, you get chicken omelette.
You can't get a chicken omelette.
From the Chinese?
You get a chicken omelette
from
the Chinese.
No, it's not that you can't get it. That's what you order.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Why?
I don't know what they cook it in. Probably the oil with everything else. That's really nice, but yeah. I get a chicken omelette.
Yeah, but he also goes to the fish and chip shops and asks for a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, you get a chicken.
Oh, yeah,
get a chicken in the bag from the chippy.
Yeah, but guys, you've gone to a chippy.
Yeah, rotisserie chicken.
You get rotisserie chicken from the chippy.
Yeah, that's wild. That's just wild to me.
Well, what would you get?
Chips, Jordan.
I get chips with it, but what else do you get?
Fish.
Oh, no.
Fish. Okay.
I don't fish like fish and chips.
No, I get chips, saveloy, and a battered sausage.
I can't get on with battered sausages. Anyway, this is really interesting.
Sorry, yeah. Anyway, yeah, moving on. No, anyway, I'd pick Indian.
What was the would you rather? Oh, yeah, you'd pick Indian.
I'd pick Indian, yeah.
What'd you get from the Indian?
From an Indian, it varies, but I'd say butter chicken, keema naan, pilau rice.
Okay.
Sheik kebab. Drink.
A drink, that's it. What else can we get you? A drink, please. Anything specific? No, just a drink.
They just spin a wheel, see what it lands on.
Just a drink will do. Thank you. Don't forget about a chicken and a drink, please. Bye-bye. Any drink will do. Thank you so much. All right, there you go then. Should we interrogate Perry?
Yeah, let's...
It's time for an interrogation. You know the deal.
You feeling all right? You ready for this?
Yeah,
you recovered from being upside down?
Let's have it.
Right, quick fire. Would you rather wake up every Monday inside a different random IKEA or wake up every Monday with a different regional accent?
Oh, IKEA.
Every day. Would you rather have to post personal things about your relationship every day on social media or never be able to post about your relationship again?
Never be able to post about it.
Yeah.
Would you rather be banned from cutlery and only allowed to eat with gardening tools or only drink liquids for a traffic cone?
Gardening tools. Yeah.
Would you rather be stopped for a photo with a fan every 5 minutes, no matter where you are, or never have to stop for a photo but be known as a rude celeb?
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
I think I'd be known as a rude celeb.
Ooh, okay.
Would you rather every door you open triggers a short quiz about your childhood or be haunted by the ringtone you had in 2012?
Oh, haunted by the ringtone.
But when we say haunted, does that mean like it's just on your phone, or you mean you can just hear it everywhere? Because that means I'm going to just be hearing panda everywhere I go. You know, panda, panda, panda. Yeah.
You know that was his alarm. That's it.
Yeah.
Mine would be pass out from Tiny Temper too.
Okay, not bad. Not bad choice, to be fair.
Yeah. I was actually the first person to Bluetooth that in my school, which was quite a flex.
That is quite a flex.
Because people were like flocking to me. You know, have you got that tune? I said, I could do.
Sounds like it was illegally downloaded. So Tiny, have a word, mate. Missed out some revenue there.
Well, it's done now, isn't
it? You'd want to be known as a rude celeb.
Yeah, but
well, I just for every 5 minutes is crazy.
Yeah,
for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but it's only when you're out and about. Obviously, it's not going to be like knock on the door while we're like.
No,
doing the
podcast. It says no matter where you are.
It says
no
matter where I am.
So knocking on your door, knocking on your windows.
And my mind...
obviously, someone's going to be just creeping in your house at night and
that's
like,
what I mean.
It's just
weird. I can't be doing that.
But let's just say it's like when you're out and about.
Okay so a couple of years ago I had to put my dog down. You're telling me someone would have to take a picture of me then? Don't laugh too. Oh, you man are crazy. It's actually a very serious topic.
No, it's a shock laugh.
It's because you said it so casually, sorry.
Yeah, because I'm actually putting myself in a serious situation where the photos would be a real nuisance.
It's actually not funny.
No, it's not. But to be fair, don't you remember? And this isn't a joke. We got asked for a picture at a funeral.
Ash
and Pell came out of a funeral. Yeah. We're literally crying. Like, I was crying. Yeah. We're standing. You know, when the service is just finished, we're looking at the flowers, and someone come up and went, look, a nice bit inappropriate. And I was like,
yeah, if your sentence starts like that, never.
Just if you feel like you've got to say that, just don't do it. But like, that was crazy. I never ever really say no to a picture at all. But in that, again, even then, I didn't say no. I was so shocked and taken back. I was like, oh yeah, I'd hate to see that picture now. Mm. So you got some random woman smiling, and it's just us with like flipping blood red glassy eyes. Just clearly horrible. Been crying.
Talking about saying no, I actually hear it. I rarely, if ever, say no to someone asking me for a picture. Do you know one of the one times that stick with me? It's a story like that. Obviously, Oscar, my Great Dane, he was in the studio all the time. He lived till he was only like four, but he was like in the studio.
No, he must have been a bit older than that.
Four and a half, I think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's all, yeah. Well, maybe, no, four and a half, I think.
Because Great
Dane's
only
have
a life expectancy of like 7 or 8
years.
Yeah,
sure, yeah. Right, but he was like my, like, oh my God.
Oh, he was the best dog, man. He was so cool.
Oscar, like, but he was literally born, like, literally from the very beginning, like, his back legs didn't work properly, he had spinal issues, but he was in the studio with us every single day, right? And I remember nearing the end of his life, I remember he had his operation. And I was like, do you know what? Maybe he's all right now. Took him for a bit of a walk. And literally, the operation, I think like his spine gave way. Yeah, his back legs completely stopped working, right? So, but he weighed like 75 kg.
He was big. Even by Great Dane standards, he was huge,
right?
Yeah.
So we were sort of like, you know, half a mile away from the house or whatever. And obviously, like, I'm going, come on, Oscar. They stopped. He fell. I picked him up. But I could only do like X amount of time before I had to put him down again. Walk, put him down. And this was on a long main road. I was doing half a mile stretch of main road. And I was like, maybe someone's going to stop, maybe just to help me put him in the boot. Someone pulled up the curb, jumped out. And I was like, finally. And I put Oski down. I was like taking a breath. Oski was breathing on the floor. And they was like, I'm sorry. I know this bad timing. Can we have a selfie?
Oh.
And they pulled over.
And sorry, and you
stop it. You're a bad human being, yeah?
He's never thought of Oscar being like, fuck it.
Even Oscar was like, if Oscar could speak, that's what he'd be saying. Oscar was literally the coolest dog. And he literally could not walk. I'm lugging him up and down the road. Someone pulled over. And then afterwards, I thought they were at least going to say, do you want a hand? They went, cheers. And I was like, no problem.
I said, you took it?
No, I didn't. I said, listen, guys, I said, like, not right now. Like, I'm literally, my dog can't walk. I'm just trying to get him back to my house. They was like, oh, no problem. Got back in their car. And drove off.
They even got the explanation. I went, well,
some
fair dues.
Do you know what is crazy about those situations, though? They are the ones that then give some celebs like bad names.
Yeah.
Because some people would leave really after that and they'd be like, I pulled over and I asked for a photo. It's all I kind of deserve. And they said no. And it's like, no, really, I think that's crazy.
I also said no to a woman once who came upstairs to a Nando's that was on the first floor. We were all in there. She rushed upstairs. Oh my God, can we do it quickly? I've left my my pushchair downstairs with the baby.
It was on a high street and the Nando's started to get up to the entrance there. Yeah, she just left it at the door.
So she couldn't get the pushchair up, but didn't want to miss out on the opportunity. So I left the pushchair and the baby at the bottom of the stairs.
He said, no, go get your kid.
And I was like, I didn't say no. I was just like, you just need to hurry up. Just go downstairs and just get your kid. Sometimes people just go crazy.
Even the signed baby's heads before.
Yeah.
I've signed an actual baby. Yeah, and I was like, I don't know if this is, you know, like safe, but can you sign my baby? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
What do you do with the kid after?
Wash it, I hope.
Right, boys, should we wrap this up the only way we know how?
Let's go.
Yes.
It's time for Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Nice. Where's our spinny wheel?
And let's be honest, we're all hoping, aren't we, that it lands on Jordan this week?
No, we're not.
Yes, we're all hoping.
You two are hoping.
We're all... No. Listen, our peoples...
Yeah,
prostitutes.
Not
our sibs are all hoping.
Not sibs.
Do you want to spin it this week?
Yeah, I'll spin it.
Why is he getting to spin it?
Because you sabotage.
Listen, you just sit and watch because when this lands on you, yeah.
I don't trust you.
You're going to get waterboarded, all right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's in there now, isn't it?
Did you put taser in there?
Taser's
as well?
In there too.
Well, good luck getting access to a taser. That is illegal. And as we've discovered.
Right,
in
you
episode,
ready? Who's doing the massive again this week?
Hold it still, 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 hold it still.
I can't even look.
Yes! Yes, it's John! Yes! Yes! Oh my God!
Oh my God, I'm happy.
It feels good!
Oh,
Danny!
Help!
Oh! What a time to be alive! Let's
go! The only thing that can make this week better is if he picks waterboarding. Ready?
Oh my Lord, I'm so happy right now.
Jordan, how do you feel?
I actually hate my life.
Sorry, we definitely just peaked the sound by screaming that
out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sorry, everyone.
Pick one. Right, you ready?
Mix around.
Get your freakishly large hands.
Look, can I speak some words in there too?
Speak to it.
You guys are so weird. Just let me pick one.
Nobody can possibly have. Honestly, great.
Hurry up!
Sorry.
Please make sure you point it towards yourself so you can't see. 3, 2, 1, pick.
Right.
What's the first one?
Oof, I don't know about that.
What is it?
From Fionn, let the other two choose your outfit for the next episode. I don't know about that.
Oh! That's good.
Jules, I'm letting you know now.
Good.
That was a sly dog because that could be awful. Oh, really.
Or it could be really good.
Okay, let me get one more.
Ash! Go speak to it again.
Yeah, please speak to it.
Go on.
Please.
Okay, guys.
Worst one.
Let's go. Leave it!
Sorry.
What's he got?
From Sani.
Yeah.
Give one of the... Should I say what's awful? Pell's already got his shoes off. Give one of the other boys a 2-minute foot massage.
Oh, yes!
My!
Yes!
No!
Yes,
oh,
ready?
Oh, my God.
You ready?
Well, I'm not picking Ash if I had to do
why,
it.
Why? Also, why? Yeah. Why is it weird with Ash and not me?
Because Ash is my blood brother and he's got size 14 feet. I'm not massaging them kayaks.
It's not sexual.
Who said anything?
Who said it was?
That's why you brought the brother thing up.
No, it's just weird.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Fine. Well, I'll pick the massage.
No, you're not using boxing gloves.
I'm wearing this.
No, you're not. You're not wearing boxing gloves.
This is the most Jordan Banjo thing that's ever happened.
Take them off him. Producer Rob.
I'm wearing gloves.
You're not wearing gloves.
I've got bare hands touching his feet.
You have to.
Can we get some oil as well? Oh, I've got oil in my bag.
Oh my God!
Get off of me!
What is that? Get off of me now!
Get that! Pell, please put it down. That foot is wild.
Right, he's got a massage.
Where's your little toenail?
Yeah, it's come off.
That's not touching.
So is it? Oh my God! Is it just one foot?
Yeah.
Wait, let me try to get the oil.
The rest of the feet are fine.
Let me get the oil.
Ash, I'm not using oil.
Let me get the oil. Wait, 2 seconds.
Ash. This is three. I'm not using oil. Sit down.
Wait, sit down. Wait, so you're gonna just
sit down?
Now, let me get the oil.
Right. Producer Rob, can you get the timer, please?
I've got the timer here.
He's got the timer. All right, hurry
guys,
up.
Is this Son's oil?
2 minutes starts now. No, not through clothes.
Jules.
Give me a freaking hand. Oh.
Can you not make that noise?
Because I'm actually quite ticklish.
Okay.
Oh, hurry up. Put your hands on my...
Jules, it doesn't... Until you start massaging...
That is good. That is good. Get right into that little knuckle.
Guys, I'm going to be sick.
Work the bridge.
Yeah.
Work the bridge, man.
Right, that.
You're so dramatic.
I don't like feet, especially yours. Oh, don't wiggle the toes. Don't do that. Don't do that.
How has it only been? It's not even been 30 seconds yet.
Well, keep going then. You've not even put any pressure on.
I have put pressure on.
Put pressure around the toes.
That extra. I didn't think you had a little toe now, but you've got two.
What do you mean?
You've got two nails.
Can
on
you
that
go between my little toe?
You got actually massage or you don't care.
I am massaging.
Pell, you're the client. Tell him what you want.
Ken, I want a little bit of work around the heel. And I want you to look at me while you do it.
Oh, my God.
No, both hands. Oh, God. But it's literally a double hand job. You've still got 45 seconds.
This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Keep going. Can you work up towards the toes?
This is.
Work up towards the toes.
Can you stop making noises?
No,
why 2 minutes as well? This is such a long time.
Hell, your feet are so flat as well.
Honestly, man. You know those drumstick lollies? That's what your feet are like.
Joel, that don't count.
Stop poking my toes.
Of course it counts.
Pell, tell him.
Work into the
soul. You're the client. Tell him to
work
it.
I want
to
feel that through my calf. Oh, that's it. That's it. Good boy.
Tell me, good boy, get
on. Go, Pell. Go, bit more. Bit more. That's it.
Tell him, Pell.
That's it, naughty boy.
Okay, we're done.
Time is done.
Done, covered, wrapped up. Like, share, subscribe, leave a comment. We love you guys. I'm going to go wash my hands. Bye. This was a Rayo Original Podcast.